Yasudhanam dana braja janaranjana Yasudhanam dana braja janaranjana Jamanatira vanatari Jamanatira Vanachari Jayam Vishnu, Pad Paramahamsa, Padibhaja, Vichari, Astor, the Tats, the Samad, the Divine Grace, Silabhakta Siddhanta, the Tata Tapa, the Grace, and Proper Morals, Kijan. Alam to go to Vaishnava in the Kijan. Namacharya, Silhadida, the Kuru Kijan. Bramsi Kahau, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda. Se Advaita Gadara, Sivasadi, Sigur, Bhakta, Kijan. Si Si Radha, Krishna. Gopal Gopinath Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Girgavadam Ke Jai Se Vrindavadam Ke Jai Samaturadam Ke Jai Samayapadam Ke Jai Sinavadibadam Ke Jai Jaganapuradam Ke Jai Gangamaya Yamanamaya Ke Jai Simatitosa Devi Bhakta Devi Ke Jai Se Se Radha Gopi Valabha Ke Jai Se Se Jaganam Baladev Sabada Ke Jai Se Se Goranita Ke Jai Sila Prabhupada Ke Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ke Jai Samaveda Bhaktivin Ke Jai Nitai Gopinanda All glories to the summer devotees, all glories to the summer devotees, all glories to the summer devotees, all glories to Sisi Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottam Devim Sarasvati Vyatsa Tattu Jaya Mudirayat Nastra Prayesu Bhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavaiti Naistiki. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 13, 1-3, Text 2-5, 25. And it's all happening in Boston, ISKCON Temple. The title of this chapter is The Appearance of Lord Varaha. So text 25 reads thus. Nisamyate gangari tansakedha chayishnu matyamaya sukarayasya janasata pasatya nivasinaste tribi pavitra munayo grinamsma. So word for word translation, please responsible repeat. Nisamya. Nisamya.
Nisamya.
Just after hearing.
Just after hearing.
Te.
Te.
Those.
Those.
Ganga. Gagaritam.
Gagaritam.
The tumultuous sound. Svakeda.
Svakeda.
Personal lamentation.
Personal lamentation.
Chayishnu.
Chayishnu.
Destroying.
Destroying.
Maya Maya.
Maya Maya.
All merciful.
All merciful.
Sukarasya.
Sukarasya.
Of Lord Boa.
Of Lord Boa.
Jana.
Jana.
The Janaka Loka planet.
Janaka Loka planet.
Tapaha.
Tapaha.
The Tapa Loka planet.
Tapa Loka planet.
Satya.
Satya.
The Satya Loka planet.
Satya Loka.
Nivasinaha,
Nivasinaha,
residents,
residence,
te,
all of them,
tribi, from the three Vedas,
from the three Vedas,
pavitrai, by the all auspicious mantras,
by all auspicious mantras,
munayaha,
munayaha,
great thinkers and sages,
great thinkers of sages,
agrinamsma,
agrinamsma,
chanted,
chanted.
Translation and purport by Zavangri, Sistema Pranacharya. Srila Bhajan of Indra Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the great sages and thinkers who are residents of Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka heard the tumultuous voice of Lord Boa, which was the all auspicious sound of the all merciful Lord, they chanted auspicious chants from the three Vedas. Please respond and repeat. When the great sages and thinkers who are residents of Janaloka, Tapaloka and Satyaloka, had the tumultuous voice
of Lord Boa,
which was the all auspicious sound of the all merciful Lord. They chanted auspicious chants.
They all chanted auspicious chants
from the three Vedas.
From the three Vedas.
So let us listen to Srila Prabhupada's purport with rapt attention, because this, for us, this is the essence of this very text. On our own, we can't make out any tangible meaning. We can't give any tangible insight based on what Maitreya Muni is recounting and what transpired millions of years ago. Therefore, Prabhupada gives us the insight of each text based on his realizations in his service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Guru Parampara. So the purport, the word Maya Maya is very significant in this verse. Maya means mercy, specific knowledge, and also illusion. 3 minutes. We are, most of the times, only conversant with one meaning. This is the problem with language art. One may know the meaning of a word, but that is just a perspective. That is just an approach. But there could be many meanings to the same one word. Typical example is the word Maya. We know of Maya as illusion, illusory energy. Oh, that is Maya. But Prabhupada has given other meanings of Maya here. Mercy, specific knowledge. So the context with which or in which words are used portray their meaning. But even words, the specific literal meaning of words may even differ. The same word may mean several things. This is a typical example. Therefore, Lord Boa is everything. He is merciful. He is all knowledgeable. He is all knowledge. And he is illusion also. The sound which he vibrated as the Boa incarnation was answered by the Vedic hymns of the great sages in the planets Jhana Loka, Tapa Loka, and Satya Loka. The highest intellectual and pious living entities live in those planets. And when they heard the extraordinary voice of the Boa, they could understand the specific sound was vibrated by the Lord. And no one else. Therefore, they replied by praying to the Lord with Vedic hymns. The air planet was submerged in the mind, but on hearing the sound of the Lord, the inhabitants of the higher planets were all jubilant, because they knew that the Lord was there to deliver the earth. Therefore, Brahma and all the sages, such as Bhrigu, Brahmas, other sons, and learned Brahmanas, were enlivened, and they concertedly joined in praising the Lord with the transcendental vibrations of the Vedic hymns. The most important is the Brihannaradiya Purana verse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Saksudan Militam Jena Tasma Si Gurave Namaha Si Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutali Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyacha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vatsali Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So as something to be learned from the Bhagavatam every day. When you sit in a Bhagavatam class or you read the Bhagavatam, you will also learn something apparently new. If even in some text that you have read before, say 6 months ago, if you come to read that same text today, you will learn something new. Therefore, the Bhagavatam, the devotees who are reading the Bhagavatam, they are always relishing the Bhagavatam. You will not hear a Paramahamsa say, "Oh, I've finished reading the Bhagavatam, therefore, no more reading it." No, each time you come to read it, you have new realizations. That is the beauty of the Vedic literatures, especially the Vaishnava Vedantic literatures. Because the literatures are delineating the glories of the Lord. And the glories of the Lord are such that they give us refreshment and relish each time we dive into these glorious pastimes. Not only do we become purified by hearing or reading these glorious pastimes, or by reciting these glorious pastimes,
But we become endowed with unfathomable information culture, transcendental information culture. And therefore, even for those who really, if even we don't want to go back to Godhead, we just want to become astute scholars. Read about what I'm. And when you go to say something somewhere, people will wonder what type of education he had acquired. Because sometimes the general tendency is to say something abstract so that, you know, you say something that nobody else can understand. And then they say, oh, he's a big scholar. But the Bhagavatam is a simple philosophy, simple theological thesis, but it gives us that satisfaction that we've been hankering for. It fills the vacuum in us. Therefore, if you are an adept scholar of the Bhagavatam, you don't have a vacuum. You will not need something external to fill that so-called vacuum. The Bhagavatam fills it up. So here in this text, it's a response from the residents of Janaloka, Satyaloka, these higher planets, Jana, Tapa, Satyaloka. These are the higher heavens. And the people who reside in those planets, they are not ordinary people. They are sages. A sage is someone who is endowed with the three phases of knowledge, the three phases of transcendental information culture. The past, the present, and the future, they know. So if something happens, they immediately could figure out the source or the cause and effect of that incident. They don't see things just based on the immediate face value. Therefore, when the sages of Jana, Tapa, and Satyaloka, when they heard that tumultuous roaring sound generated by Lord Varaha, they could understand. Wow, how wonderful! The Lord is engaging in some pastime. That's Him. That's Him. That's His voice. Therefore, they responded. How did they respond? With prayers, auspicious prayers, Vedic hymns. They chanted Vedic hymns. And Lord Krishna mentioned in the Gita in 15:15 that he is the object of the study of the Vedanta. Therefore, the Vedic literatures, the essence of the Vedic hymns is Krishna Himself. Krishna also mentioned in that same verse that, in fact, He is the compiler of the Vedanta. He is to be known by the study of Vedanta once you search Him out. If you don't search out Krishna in the Vedanta, your so-called study of Vedanta is a failure. I mean, it's like someone who says, I am in such and such a college. I'm in Boston University, or I'm in Howard University, or whichever university. Or I say, I'm reading medicine at such and such university. Anybody can come and say that. But the point, what people are looking for is, when are you going to graduate? Because you could be in medical school and, you know, you could be a dropout. If you can't function anymore, you can't meet up with the academic exercises, you are kicked out. So being in a very wonderful situation is a wonderful thing, it's a good deal. But what people are really looking for, you know, for the essence of being there is to come out with something. The essence of reading the Bhagavad, the Vedic literature, the Vedanta, the essence of studying the Bhagavatam is to be able to realize Krishna. Therefore, Krishna said, Vedanta Krit Veda Vid Eva Chaham. So, if we know in principle that Krishna is the compiler of the Vedas, by the study of the Vedas is to be known, then it becomes clear to us that we should utilize our own lives. We should integrate the study of the Bhagavatam into our lives. No one should come and say, and I love to hear people say they are very busy. Either they are very busy with school or they are busy with work and so they can't chant Hare Krishna. I like to meet just people, you know. I know some people like that in Boston, some young people or whatever, who say they are very busy with school, they are very busy with work, so they don't have time to chant. There are people like that. So there are always people like that anywhere you go. Therefore, such people who claim they don't have any time for the Lord, they are equally saying they don't have time to eat. No matter how busy someone is, he will always find time to eat, is it not? Like he's going to go to work, but he came out time. You see, our priority is the essence of our life. If we don't prioritize, nothing that is going to really uplift us will fit into our schedule. So it's a matter of priority. And when the sage is high, because they are highly inclined in the service of the Lord, they have become purified by that service, they have associated with the Lord and his devotees for a long time. Whatever that happens, they are able to perceive rightly and to be able to evaluate things, give interpretation to whatever events that have taken place, even without them knowing the cause of it. They're able to then deal with that interpretational abilities. And that endowment is from the Lord. What makes them to be great sages? What makes you a lover of someone? If you hear the voice of your lover and you can identify, does it make any meaning? The voice of your lover, your beloved. If you hear the voice of your beloved, if even in the dead of night, if even in a strange land, you will wonder, this is the voice of my beloved. What is he doing here? Or what is she doing here? You want to find out, is it not? Someone who's very close to you. You know their voice. I remember I called someone on the phone, because I use a public phone to call. I use a public phone to call, and as soon as he said hello, then I called his name. Immediately he called my name. I said, "But how did you know?" He said, "I know your voice." Yeah, that's what he said. So ordinary people, they can identify the voice of their good friends, their close friends. What about the Lord and his intimate associates? Does it make any sense? It's just logical. That the closeness they have with the Lord, these sages, they identify when Lord Boa vibrated his tumultuous roaring sound. And therefore, they responded by showering praises of prayers. So, it is important for us to strive to have close association with the Lord, so that He will reveal to us. Lord Krishna mentions in the Gita that He reveals Himself to anyone based on our level of surrender, our level of service attitude, our level of devotion. Our level of devotion is directly proportional to the revelation that Krishna will give to us. So if we want to be wonderful people in devotion, wonderful, great personalities, then we have to be close to the Lord. And to be close to the Lord means to hear about His glories. Well, you can't say, I love you, my dear, darling, I love you so much, but don't call me on the phone. Darling, I love you so much, but please don't call me on the phone. Anytime I want to talk to you, I'll call you. Then the person will immediately know that, oh, there's no love here. There's no love here. So the point is, if we claim to love Krishna, we should call Him on the phone anytime. Anytime our mind strikes, we should call Him on the phone. And what is the best telephone? If you don't have his telephone number, how are you going to call him on the phone? Prabhupada has given us his telephone number. And that telephone number is there in the Brihad Naradiya Purana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the line. This is the internet link to Krishna's website. This, when you associate with Krishna through this very line, you could become endowed with so much of transcendental knowledge that if the Lord rules somewhere, even where everyone is afraid of, you will want to go there. You say, that is my Lord. The people will say, come, hey, don't go there. There's something happening there. You say, oh, don't worry, let me go. Whatever that's happening, let me go there. Because you know that is the person who is roaring. I mean, it's like Lord Singhadev, when he appeared, even Lord Brahma and everybody, everybody was afraid. He was roaring like anything. Even Lakshmi, his consort, couldn't approach him. But it was Prahlad, the beloved devotee of the Lord, that even Lord Brahma approached and said, you see, hey, Prahlad, you are the only one to go and pacify him. You are the only one to go and pacify him. So, devotional life is very practical. We have seen it's not just some folk tales we read in the scriptures. Lord Krishna mentioned, yetam amprapadyante tam tataiva bhajamyaham. As much as we give our lives, we give our thoughts, as much time as we spend quality time with Him, that much He will reciprocate. There is a difference between quality association and just ordinary association. Just like we have Sangha and Prasanga. Sangha means just association. Someone comes together, come together, chant some bhajans, and everybody leaves. I went for Sangha. The Prasanga means that you get close and you serve each other. You understand each other's situations, and you see how you could give the other person emotional support. That is Prasanga. So, again, we may have Sangha, but there are different types. So in relating with the Lord, yeah, everybody could come and then, you know, pay dandavat and chant Hare Krishna and go away. But we should get close to the Lord. How do we get close to the Lord? By making time available, giving quality time to the Lord. I mean, it's like you can be with your spouse in the house. for years. You are together, husband and wife. But then, there's another husband who is also living with his wife. But after even the whole day's struggle, work, and tire, he comes. After taking some rest, after eating, he goes to the kitchen to be with the wife, to discuss with her, to even help her in some manual services. That is the quality of association that even a woman wants in the home. And then you find that some cases, the man only goes to the woman only when he wants some sense gratification. There's association, but it's not qualitative enough to invoke that unconditional love. People may even live together in the house, but you know, there is that unconditional love is not there. Krishna wants us to give us unconditional love. Quality time we should give to him. We should set aside 2 hours out of the 24 hours to give him quality association. And we stand to benefit. That is how to purify our intelligence so that we can come near that level of these stages that they can identify, even in the dead of night, the voice of the Lord. If even everyone else in the universe is afraid, they are able to. If even everyone else in the universe is afraid, they are able to have confidence because they know that is the voice of my beloved. If someone is angry, okay, and everyone is afraid, his beloved, will he be afraid? No. That's the time he wants to go and pacify that person. Because of the love, if that person just sees him or her, the person who is even angry calms down. And whatever thing the beloved tells, that's what the other person wants to follow. That is the power, that is the influence that love has on the individual. So because the devotee loves the Lord so intensely, the Lord becomes bought over by the devotee. And that is why it is mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion that Krishna can give everything else, but pure devotion, Krishna prema, he will be very hesitant to give. Why? Because he becomes bound by that Krishna prema. So the sages, having to understand all of this situation and seeing the glorious events associated with the tumultuous voice, tumultuous sound, the roaring sound of Lord Buddha, they reciprocated with wonderful prayers that appeased the Lord. And then the Lord again reciprocated by making more sound. By roaring more. Yeah, I mean, it's like a child, the children playing, okay? Well, the child may be doing some supposedly nasty thing, but you know, if the parents simply find that ego, oh, this is wonderful, he will keep doing it. And people could be afraid about the roaring sound of Lord Buddha, but you know, because the devotee is loving, he could go on doing it. And essentially, Prabhupada mentions here that these sages, they were reciting Vedic hymns, and Prabhupada mentioned in the very last sentence of the purport that the best, the greatest of these Vedic hymns is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra found in the Brihad Naradiya Purana. I remember there was a case, an encounter between one of Lord Brahma's sons. He is going to see Lord Brahma, and they were all considering that Lord Brahma is the Supreme Lord. But Lord Brahma, he knows that he's just the Supreme Lord of the universe. He's the second creator. So when, I can't remember his name, when he went to see his father, Lord Brahma. He saw Lord Brahma chanting mala. And then he was surprised. So he couldn't contain him. So he asked that, you know, we thought that you're the supreme. So how is it that you're chanting mala? Whom are you glorifying? I said, Lord Brahma explained. Oh, okay, right, his name is Pipalada. Pipalada asked that, what's going on? You know, all of us, we thought you are the Supreme Personality of God. Eh? So, who is above you? Who is beyond you? Who is above you? Whom are you chanting his glories? Whose glories are you chanting? Lord Brahma explained also to Pipalada that, see, I'm just a secondary creator. I'm the Supreme Lord of this universe. But there are millions of other universes. I have four heads. I mean, there are other Lord Brahmas in other universes that are having thousands of heads. And the universe that I survey, I control, is one of the, I mean, it's like the smallest universe. Because my universe has only four directions. And then he explained to people later that the point is, my Lord, Lord Krishna, Govinda, he is the personality of God. He is the Supreme Personality of God. I'm just his agent. I'm his boy. And that is why you see me chant his names. And Lord Brahma also, I mentioned to people later that in this age of Kali, it is so difficult to cross over the ocean of mysteries, material existence. And the easiest way is to chant this this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. So, there are just too many references in the Vedic literature which bring to bear that people could become great sages by taking shelter of Krishna's holy names in the form of the Maha Mantra. Sometimes people ask, like, you know, we are at Northeastern University the other day, and one of the girls, you know, she teaches yoga. She was asking that, you know, should we chant some other prayers? Like, is there anything wrong with chanting other prayers? Or we just chanting Hare Krishna? I said, well, other prayers could also be good, but, you know, God has primary names and secondary names, and the most effective ways to be able to appeal to his conscience and to petition his presence in our lives is to chant his primary names. Primary names are the names, intimate names. I mean, one may have an official name, but what his wife calls him in the home is different. It may just be honey. And that is more appealing to the man than an official name, isn't it? Right. So, Krishna also has so many official names, but intimate names are Krishna, Govinda. These primary names are more appealing and they arouse our love of Godhead like anything. So, and of course this Maha Mantra also it's been proven to be very effective through academic researches, quantitative researches. And so it's not just a belief system. It's been scientifically proven. The efficacy is scientifically proven, documented, even in the academy. People have done PhD dissertations on this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And so I gave her this explanation that, yeah, other prayers may be also useful, but the most effective way to be able to become purified in Kali Yoga is to chant this Krishna's holy name, this Maha Mantra. So if you want to become great sages, to be able to become enlivened, highly cultured Brahmins, learned Brahmins. When we become self-realized, Krishna reveals everything, knowledge. The soul is by nature Sat-Chit Ananda. Chit, knowledge. So we come to the platform of the soul, we become purified, shed all of the impurities. That knowledge is already lying there in a dormant state on the soul platform. It's a matter of, you know, becoming purified.
So the Lord is mentioned here to be Maya, and it means that he is all merciful. He is the embodiment of knowledge, transcendental information, culture, but he is also the source of illusion. Because Lord Krishna mentioned also in the Gita that the material energy is his eight separated energies. Material world is eight separated energies. Bina Prakriti. And so if we understand in principle how the Lord is the embodiment of illusion or the source of illusion, and at the same time he's all merciful, he's the embodiment of knowledge, and then we should just associate with him. We should, if you want to be knowledgeable, if you want to be a medical doctor, you associate with a medical professor, and very, very easily, you know, all of your confusion about medical studies, even hard causes, will be reduced almost to nil. So if we want to have that high transcendental knowledge, we should strive to become involved in serving the Lord, so that we can become purified and come realize ourselves as spirit souls, which basically allows us to unfold that knowledge. And we can become astute, learned sages. We'll be able to answer questions back and forth. Whatever question. You tell me, can you ask Krishna or incarnation of Krishna any question, whether it's engineering, whether it is whether it's medicine, where anything you ask? He's the one who created this body, created this whole. But can you ask him any questions and he will not answer you? So it is important for us to know that the Lord, when he comes to this world, is for our own good. It's to help us. Other people may find difficulties in comprehending, understanding this. But when the Lord comes, he mentioned in the Gita, that whenever there is some discrepancy in religious principles, and when there is so much of predominancy of irreligion, at that time, he comes. So here again, there is so much of predominancy of irreligion, and the demons have taken over practically everything, and that invoked the presence of Lord Bharat. If we acknowledge the fact that in our own lives everything is shattered, then the Lord will become manifest in our lives. Then we think that everything is okay. Then we say, it's all right. Hare Krishna. I have some comments and some questions on this one.
Maharaj, I have this question about mind.
Mind.
About mind.
Okay.
So, a lot of times, I get these weird thoughts in my mind, you know, which I really don't want to think, but the mind kind of comes and puts sometimes very nasty thoughts, you know. Right in my mind it comes and like, oh, why did you bring this thought? And I shout to myself. I try to push it away, right?
Yes.
So, what I'm really wondering is, number one, is this thought really coming from my inner self, and does it have a karmic reaction even though I did not want this thought?
In Kali Yoga, what you think, you are not accountable. What you execute is what you are accountable. And see, the mind, like I was mentioning the other day, the mind is to be considered. Bhaktisiddhanta will recommend that we use shoe to beat the mind every day. What does that imply? We should not listen to the voices of the mind, to the messages of the mind. Because the mind will always bring up something just to distract us from the cause of our pursuit, whether devotional or even secular. The mind is always there. That is why people commit crimes. You think that Strauss-Kahn wanted to leave his job? Huh? the former IMF director, he wanted to leave his job? Huh? Did he deliberately want to leave his job? Huh? IMF director? No, but what was that? It's the mind. He listened to the mind. He listened to the impulse of the mind. And then he acted on it. But if he was a devotee, he would have pushed it away. He would say, come on, he would act like, you know, Lord Jesus, come on, get it behind me, nasty mind, nasty Satan. But people, this is the difference between the devotee and the non-devotee. The non-devotee will follow the instructions of their minds. The devotee will simply evaluate, assess what the mind is proposing, and see if that is in consonance with Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. If it is not, then he said, he will simply address the mind. Come on. It won't work in that way. Hey, boy. And I mean, it's like a little child in the home. When the child wants to do something that the parents don't sanction, they say, no. 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 The mind is like a little child who brings up different type of things, and sometimes, you know, the children, they want to do something even bad, to even harm themselves, to hurt themselves. And the parents stop them from doing that, and they may even start to cry. So the point is, we should try to be able to assess, evaluate what the mind is proposing, and weigh that on the scale of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. If it is on the upper side, we should say, come on, rascal mind. It doesn't work. It didn't weigh down on the scale. This is your own idea. So that's not the point. It's, you know, just thoughts that come into your mind, you're not held accountable for that. It's not that you're going to be billed for that. You're going to get a ticket for that. But if you really cross the red light, then you can get a ticket. Yeah. The mind, you see, Lord Krishna mentioned in the Gita that in our conditioned state, the mind is like our worst enemy. Can our enemy make a good proposition to you? Huh? Your worst enemy, can he make a good proposition to you? No. He'll always bring up some things. He may even smile with you, but he's just scheming on how to, you know, to hurt you. So he bring up some nasty proposition. The mind is also like that. But we should not listen to the proposition of the mind. Okay?
Just to continue from what I was trying to ask.
No.
Yeah.
We are here for questions and answers. So ask.
So this mind, Maharaj, does the nature of mind change depending upon the person? Like the mind that I have is nasty, right? The mind that someone else, another devotee has, is better than my mind. Is mind different in its consciousness?
The mind is based on the purity of the individual. That's why Lord Krishna mentions in the Gita that in our conditioned state, the mind could be our worst enemy. If someone is purified, the mind could become the best friend. When the mind is purified, then you don't become a victim of the mind. But in our conditioned state, we can always become a victim of the mind. Therefore, we should not follow the instructions of the mind. Right. Any other comments or questions? Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.